Culture Club, Karma Chameleon, Ocean 100. It's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. Great to have you here. It's Darcy Campbell, Scott Chapman, and we are joined by our next very, very interesting Islander. And I am I'm interested to pick his brain a bit here. It's Dan Kuchar, the mayor of Summerside. He's messing with the headphones. Scott handed him the headphones, and they were all tangled up. Scott, my gosh. Hello, Mayor Kuchar.
Good morning, gentlemen.
It's great to be here. Great to have you here with us, I should say. You had a pretty good drive in from Summerside this morning, eh?
Yeah, I got to spend an hour with you in the car where I wasn't able to talk back, and I learned that I have to go bathing suit shopping.
Blue ones, not
I'm
good.
I'm guilty.
Yeah,
blue
ones.
Bathing suit. Yeah.
Not a good idea. All right, so welcome to the show. You've heard that we're doing segments with interesting Islanders, and welcome. So first and foremost, you're an interesting Islander. And, you know, we want to kind of pick your brain as the mayor of Summerside. But first, let's get to know you a little bit, okay? You know, where'd you grow up? Tell me more about your family, maybe where you went to school, and what led you up to being a mayor in Summerside.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. So I'm sort of, I always say, sort of from all over the place. I was born in Hamilton, Ontario. I was just talking with Scott about that. I grew up in Ontario, Nova Scotia, overseas a couple of times.
Oh, wow.
In the UK, and I lived in Honolulu, Hawaii when I was 15, 16, which was
cool.
Pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I bet.
And I moved here a number of years ago with my wife. We came from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, where she was finishing her schooling. And we came to Summerside in the middle of August for a weekend for a site visit. And by Monday, we bought a home and decided that's where we were going to put down our roots finally and raise our kids. And we've been going forward ever since. I'm really happy that's what we chose.
Well, we should probably shout them out. What's your wife's name and your kids' names? They're probably listening. I mean, they should be.
They probably are. It's 7:42. They're probably eating bagels in the kitchen or trying to get their hair done or who knows. But my wife's name's April, my son's Ayrton, and my daughter's Amelia.
And your wife, April, has a pretty high-ranking position at the Prince County Hospital too, eh?
Well, I'm sure. High-ranking.
Brownie points.
Yeah, high ranking. Ranking's an interesting word, but she's the department head of pediatrics. She's a pediatrician, so she's a physician at the Prince County Hospital, which is a fantastic institution and a really important piece of our community.
Very much so. I was just trying to pound home the fact that she's got a very big and important position at the PCH.
She does. She's the boss at work and at home.
There you go. And at home. Yes. The boss of you as well.
There's no question about that. Yeah.
Well, we're definitely going to talk about being the mayor of Summerside at some point this morning. I promise you that. You're going to help us out with the birthdays. You're going to help us out with some weather. This is a job that, you know, Scott and I kind of take for granted. But people that come in here, they've all been saying, wow, it's so cool doing the weather and doing the birthday. So I hope that you have a good experience with it today, too.
Yeah, I hope so. It looks, you know, obviously there'll be a lot of people happy about the birthday. So
correct,
I usually don't wish anyone a happy birthday and it'd be a bad thing. So it's positive. And the weather, I can look out the window and it's not bad.
Beautiful outlook. You're already on par with Scott and I as far as broadcasters go. Birthdays on the way in a few.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to join me for some joy and laughter and some great tunes on the evening show every weeknight here on Ocean 100. We'll have a good time. We'll share some laughs. Feel free to listen in when
comes live. The Beatles Let It Be this Thursday, 7:30 in the Shelby Family Theater.
All right, now it's time for the big test, Dan. Can you do the weather? Let's go.
Yeah, well, thanks, Darcy. Today, mainly cloudy with some showers. Windy, temperature steady near +5. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a chance of showers early this evening. Clearing near midnight, windy, low +1. Thursday, sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, a high of 10. That sounds great. Right now, it's 6 in Summerside and 6 in Charlottetown.
Beautiful. He can do the weather,
a natural,
Scott.
He's a natural.
I can read.
All right. Your name goes on the list. You're now officially on for the call-up. If I can't make it, you're the guy. More with Dan Kuchar, the mayor of Summerside, coming up next on Ocean.
Oh,
Billy Idol, Dancing With Myself. It's Ocean 100. Welcome to the morning show. Welcome to Wednesday. It is 7:51. School buses are out. Pay attention for the flashing lights, please, and thank you. Another fantastic morning in here. We're chatting with Summerside Mayor Dan Kuchar, who is the our next Interesting Islander guest this morning. It's great to have you in here.
Yeah, it's really great to be here. I'm curious to, you know, interesting is such an interesting word. It can go either way. So I wasn't sure when I got asked to come in as an Interesting Islander.
You don't want to let us down, right?
Well, I suppose, yeah, because sometimes you call, you know, someone can be interesting and maybe not interesting.
You've been over there. You've been over there practicing the birthdays. So that's good. That's coming up here in just a second or two. Scott, what are you working on for 8 o'clock in the news?
Well, we'll have some details as there will be a bit of a traffic disruption with the Confederation Bridge for an 8-week period between April and June. So we'll have some details on that.
All right, stick around for that with Scott. As I alluded to, it's time for the celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge at the end of the week. Two lucky celebrants are going to win a bridge pass from our friends at the Confederation Bridge. So let's get right down to it. Sarah Stanley, happy 31st birthday from Vanessa and Brody. Angus Hall, a happy 7th birthday from Mom, Dad, Jim, May, Skipper, and Douglas. A belated birthday wish to Gregory Gordon from your family, Tanya, Brooke, Hannah, and Parker. Reese Stevenson, happy 16th from your three sisters. Wesley McCauley is 2 today from family and friends. Camden McCauley in Black Pond is 14. Lots of love from Nanny Boo and Poppy. Luke McDonald is 4 today from Nanny and Poppy. Penny White, who we're told is the bestest mom ever from your awesome kids, Kaylin, Morgan, Cal, and Will, and super pets Gus, Rue, Kai, and Tom Von Weitenstein. Now, there's a handle. I like that. Jillian and Jonathan Culleton is 33 today, twins. And Crystal Patterson is celebrating today from Dillon in Somerset. All right, Dan, it's your time to shine.
Yeah, well, Carrie Bertram, milestone birthday. We're not sure which one, but happy birthday to you and Darren Lee. Micah McKeegan from Kevin, Kim, Devin, Searsha, Finnegan, Mum and Dad in Cornwall. Sammy Jo Glant, happy 36th birthday from her mom. Ellen Walsh from Hannah, Huey, and Leo in Waterville, 35 years young. Elizabeth McDonald is the newest teenager in South Lake. Look out, South Lake. She's celebrating her 13th birthday on April 12th. And Donna Saunders from Charlottetown, happy birthday from your three girls and their families.
All right, anybody celebrating a birthday, I hope it is a great day for you today.
Anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to submit your...
No time for losers. That's Queen. Yeah, we will rock you. We are the champions. It is 8:15. Good morning. How are you? Welcome to the show. It's Darcy Campbell, Scott Chapman, and Summerside Mayor Dan Kuchar today. How are you doing today?
I'm still doing great.
Still doing great.
Fantastic morning.
Fantastic. I think I've asked you that every time we've gone on the air. So I'm just want to make sure that you're doing good.
I'm still
good.
Yeah,
having a good time.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm still here.
Fantastic. We should probably do the answer for the water cooler question,
yes.
Seeing as I forgot to. So let's do this. And it was just pointed out by Dan that...
who is a lawyer.
Yes.
We'll say.
We should fire that fact into the mix, too, that there could be multiple answers to this the way it's worded.
Multiple correct answers.
Multiple correct answers. See, he's a lawyer.
Just not the one that you're looking for.
And I only said that probably because my choice, we said off air, was wrong. I was told that it was wrong.
Totally wrong.
And I think it may still be right.
Yeah, you're right.
So the question, I didn't drop it.
The question was... The first one of these appeared in the 50s, and now most people have at least one, sometimes two. Now, the popular answer was TV. Not the one I'm looking for, but totally applicable, right?
And well, your answer, Dan, was?
Well, my answer was vacuum. And I thought the TV was the trick. I thought that was the easy one that everyone was going to go to. And I thought one or two, I thought it'd probably a higher number.
I don't know. So the vacuum may probably come out before the 50s.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I have
either.
No idea.
You're looking at me like, and how do you know that, Mr. Radio Guy?
My reference for the 1950s is Back to the Future. So
mine too.
Yeah.
The answer was credit card.
Credit card.
Right. Credit card. Some of us have one. Some people have two or more.
Yeah, okay. Or more. Yeah.
So that's the one I was looking for. The question was worded terribly, but par for the course for this guy, okay? If you had credit card, you know what, the heck with it. I'm going to put everybody in the draw today. That answer, TV, credit card, whatever. It doesn't matter what you had today. We'll put your name into the draw, and you might win the $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts on Friday. We'll have more with Summerside Mayor and lawyer Dan Kuchar coming up.
Finished a tough chore? Wrapped up some paperwork? Got to work on time? Reward yourself with a trip to Tim Hortons. Use the Tim Hortons app and earn extra rewards with every
22nd. Some exclusions apply. See in-store for details. 167 Minute Jane Drive and winekidscharlottetown.ca.
He's the mayor of Summerside and also the best weatherman around this morning.
I might be the only weatherman around this morning, but that's the cue, I guess. So today, mainly cloudy with some showers, windy, temperature steady, near plus 5. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a chance of showers early this evening. Clearing near midnight, if you're up then. Windy, low plus 1. Thursday, it's going to be sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon with a high of 10. Right now, it is 6 in beautiful Summerside and 6 in beautiful Charlottetown.
Beautiful, beautiful, top to bottom. I will mention, though, that the television came out in 1927, so it didn't first come on the scene in the 50s. This is vindication, by the way. And the first vacuum came out in 1906.
Yeah, which is really impressive. The first person again, we were talking about in 1906, if you showed up, I think, at a party with a vacuum, you would be the most popular person in the room.
Rolling to parties with vacuums. Big time. John Mellencamp, Hurt So Good, Ocean 100. Hello, good morning. It's 8:24 right now. Scott Chapman has news, weather, and sports coming up very shortly. But we are chatting with our latest interesting Islander, Summerside Mayor Dan Kuchar. And we should probably talk about being a mayor. I think that you've done a terrific job in Summerside. Obviously, you're very proud of where you live. So why don't you take us back, though? Like, you know, you've had a bunch of different jobs and positions and been on different boards and stuff leading up to becoming the mayor. So why don't you just kind of bring us back down that road and lead us up to the mayoral?
Yeah, for sure, Darcy. So I've had a sort of a varied career that in a lot of ways has been helped me prepare for it.
Yeah.
But you ultimately go back to how you were raised. And I was always raised to give back and to contribute to a community and try and make it a better place for everyone we share it with. And that's ultimately why I decided to run for mayor and what keeps me going every single day. So it's that's what I really care about. In terms of getting here, absolutely. I worked in politics for a number of years out of university. I studied political science and then worked in it for a number of years. Then I went on to practice law. I sort of finished politics after 5 or 6 years, went to Brazil for a month, thought, okay, that's over, let's move on. I'm going to go to practice law, and I applied to law school and went to Dalhousie, and I practiced commercial law with a focus on food and the food industry and an environmental law. And I did that for a number of years. We moved here. I continued my practice. And then I sort of had a moment where I thought, you know what, I've got this little dream that I've sort of always had in the back of my mind. I always wanted to open a little sandwich shop restaurant. And I'm sure, you know, most people, I'd love to open a restaurant
at some point.
Yep. And just sort of had the opportunity. I had this old high school friend who was a chef, and he was living in Italy. And he sent me an email. He said, he was studying Italian. And he sent me an email and said, I'm in Italy. I'm at school. There was an earthquake. It was a little earthquake. We're having a great time. We're partying in the streets. What a fantastic.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, night we're having. And then I got an email the next day. Said there's another earthquake. We've been evacuated. I have nothing.
Oh,
the school has collapsed.
Well, that escalated.
Yeah, so it quickly turned. So I said, why don't you come to Summerside PEI and we'll open a restaurant. So, okay, sure. So he showed up. We looked at it. We worked through it. And we got that started. We opened a little place called South Central Kitchen in downtown Summerside, and we did that for a number of years. And just as COVID began to make its walk across PEI and the world, we were looking at opening a second location here in Charlottetown. We were looking at other locations elsewhere and growing the business, and then COVID really put the brakes on that. So I sort of thought, you know what, I sort of thought it would be 2 or 3 years of, I didn't know what would happen from the restaurant industry, but I thought, you know, things are going to be flat. Not much is going to happen for a few years until this sorts itself out. And had the opportunity to sell the business, and so sold the business, and still going strong. I go there once every couple of weeks.
Good.
And had the chance to sit back and say, okay, what do I want to do next here? And I thought, you know what, this is the right time. I think this is the time for our community. I did think it was time for a change in Somerset. I thought that was the feeling on the ground as well with people. And I spent a lot of years volunteering with a whole bunch of not-for-profit organizations over the years, because, and I really enjoy that.
Yep.
And I just thought, you know what, look, this, my background, this is the opportunity, this is the window, and sort of put myself forward. And I think in politics, you want to put yourself forward and be comfortable with whatever the decision is. Ultimately, you have to respect what people choose, and they'll choose what's right for them. And I was lucky they chose me, and I love the job, and I've been working as hard as I can at it.
Is there anything that really sticks out that you're the most proud of through your tenure here so far?
Yeah, well, I had a presentation there the other day on this, and 128 days in, so which is 12%. So we've still got some ways to go. But the one of the key things we ran on was housing, because we have a huge, we have an across the spectrum issue with housing supply in Somerset and across Atlantic Canada and North America. And I often think that the places that do a good job increasing supply quickest are going to be the places that succeed the most. And my job is to look out for the people of Somerset and our community. So in a way, we're in competition with everybody else, and I want to make sure Somerset succeeds and wins. We have put the full focus on housing, which is great. In our last budget, we approved an infrastructure project to open up 125 acres for now, and then hopefully another 175 acres of new developable land that will bring, when all done, about 900 to 1,000 doors onto the market, which would be fantastic. Now, that has to get developed, but the key piece of that budget was housing. The first thing I did when I was elected is put together a collection of experts from across the spectrum, in the not-for-profit sector, builders, lenders, policy folks, and basically got them together, and they meet, I think, next week, and said, I want 6 months, I want this group to get together and bring forward all the things that we can be doing in addition to what we're already doing to increase supply and create opportunities for more housing in our community. And I'm super excited to see what they come forward with.
Well, you have done a great job. 128 days, and still a long time to be the mayor of a city. Scott and I couldn't do that. I don't.
And I'm not counting every day. I did just so you're aware, I was asked the other day, so I did add it up.
Another X on the calendar.
Yeah, no X's on the calendar.
We very much appreciate you coming in today to hang out with us and really just let us get to know you. And we definitely have high hopes for the future in Somerset. Job well done so far, and may it continue. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
The next Lotto 649 Gold Ball jackpot has gotten even bigger. It's a massive $62 million. And you could win the classic $5 million.